the Earth Guard. The planet's most powerful heroes united in the common goal of protecting the innocent people of planet Earth and defending them from threats of all kinds. From the guard tower, their base of operations, they watch over the citizens and spring into action at any sign of danger. To that end, the guard takes shifts monitoring events all over the globe. Sooner or later, they all have to take a shift of guard duty. This week, the Stallion and Binary Girl in Happy Birthday.
So how is this going to work?
Basically, I looked over the applicants and picked out the most likely candidates. I weeded out the obvious riffraff, so hopefully we won't end up with another kick man.
No, I mean today. What are we doing today?
One candidate will join us on guard duty. We interview him and...
Or her.
Actually, no. It's a him. We interview him and basically get a general sense of who he is. And if we get a call while they're here, more the better. We can get an idea of how they do on their job and whether they're right for the guard.
So who do we have today?
Here's the file. I'm excited to meet him. He seems very promising. A real powerhouse. He should be here any minute.
Is this for real?
Greetings, Earth Guard. I'm Birthday Boy, the cosmic personification of birthdays and the embodiment of the daily essence. I thank you for accepting my application to your illustrious guard and look forward to helping to champion the cause of goodwill towards men and rightings of wrongs, such as the eternal duty of I, Birthday Boy.
Okay. Hi there.
Miss? Greetings, Stallion. It is truly an honor to meet the amazing leader of Earth Guard. I'm Birthday Boy.
Yes, I heard that. It's good to finally meet you. I've heard a lot about your exploits. Welcome to the Guard Tower. This is Binary Girl.
Yes. It's good to be here. I've often seen the exploits of your guard on the Earth television programs. I've often thought it would befit me to join forces with you since our ends do tend to be so similar, working for the good of all men.
Of all people.
Yes, sometimes. When I heard that you were looking to replace your lost comrades, I knew this was my moment to shine, to show the guard just what it would get with a galactic avatar on your side.
Well, thank you. I look forward to finding out exactly what that would be like. So, we'd like to ask you a few questions, if you don't mind.
But of course! Whatever you'd like to know, I, Birthday Boy, can tell you, be it the exact diameter of the sun or the distance to the end of the universe.
I think he meant about you.
Yes. For example, what exactly are your powers?
Of course! As the cosmic personification of birthdays, I can tap into the vast wellspring of the energy of universal birth, the bottomless source of all things living.
Okay. Good. Which... means what, practically speaking?
I can fly, I have great strength, am impervious to most forms of harm, and can fire blasts of energy from my very hands.
Ah, an impressive array.
And you'll find more than adequate to fight the types of super criminals that Earth Guard tends to fight.
And you shapeshift as well?
No.
Oh, in these pictures of your different appearances, you look different every time.
Yes.
I think she's asking why that would be.
I am the cosmic personification of birthdays, the embodiment of the daily essence.
So you've said, yes. But I think again, what she's asking is what that means.
Ah, I see. I shall indulge you for her sake.
What?
Each day of the year has its own essence, as you know. It is through this essence that every person born in each day is bonded together as one. As each day arrives, I, as the embodiment of that essence, can manifest through those bonded individuals, bringing with me all the power and persona of the collective essence of that day's individuals. For example, today I come before you in the form of Thomas Schneiderman of Newark, New Jersey. I chose his body for the obvious benefit of his physique, which as you can see suits me well, but I could just as easily come in the body of Edward Kravis from Des Moines or Gustav Lustig from Berlin.
Let me get this straight. You don't have a body of your own, you just take over the bodies of someone whose birthday it is? What if you got them killed?
Not to worry, I would move to another body.
Oh, thank God.
So, were you to join the guard, you would have a different body each time we saw you?
For the first year at least, and not just a body.
Meaning what?
My personality as well! No 2 days are alike. Today is October 5th, which means I am quick to grasp new situations in a creative way. I like to keep busy, but need to pace myself. I'm capable in business, but need to be sure to keep my focus. My lucky color is green, and my lucky numbers are 5, 14, 23, 32, 41, 50, 59, 68, and 77. If I were to come up tomorrow, October 6th, I'd have been a bundle of sheer idealism and wild ambition, who's...
You've got to be kidding me! So you're essentially astrology man.
No, miss. Birthday boy!
At any rate, you referred earlier to your eternal duty. What exactly is that?
Goodwill towards men, and the rightings of wrongs, working for the good of all men.
People.
You keep saying that.
What I mean is, you said eternal duty. Who appointed you to this duty, and why is it eternal?
I am the personification of birthdays. A birthday should be a happy occasion. Therefore, with all my spectacular and unfathomable power, I cannot abide suffering on my birthday.
And it's always your birthday. Very noble of you.
Of course!
Hang on, what about time zones? It can be one day in California and the next day in New York.
Don't be ridiculous! Your Earth time is irrelevant to the daily essence. My power functions on the true cosmic universal time.
That makes sense. But again, for practicality's sake, what would that translate to in Earth time?
Roughly U.S. Eastern Standard Time. Not in daylight savings.
Thank you.
What? No, that doesn't make any sense. Why would Universal Time operate on a 24-hour, 365-day cycle? That's preposterous.
Binary girl.
How little you understand of the universe. Obviously, life can only exist on planets with roughly 24-hour rotation and 365.25-day revolution. Although, why expected you to understand that? I don't know.
Excuse me?
You are
I'm sure what he means is that we as people of Earth have less experience in the realm of intergalactic life.
Ah, but the Jovian gas lords come from Jupiter, which is...
Ha! I'd hardly consider them alive.
Oh, nice. So we should just scatter them into atoms then, is that it?
Binary girl, please. Birthday boy is our guest here, and he...
But he started it!
Barbara.
Fine.
Thank you. Now, birthday boy, as you were saying...
Thank you, Stallion. Yes, as I was saying, the Jovians are made out of gas. Do you grant rights to every breath you exhale? Or every time you pass gas? Of course not. You don't even grant rights to all the species indigenous to your planet. And rightly not. I refer to humanoid life. Obviously, as the universal dominant life form.
Oh, really? Well, you don't even have a body of your own, so why should we consider you alive? Next thing, you'll be telling us you're called birthday boy because English is the true universal language.
Don't be foolish! I can speak every language spoken by those connected through the date's essence. I call myself birthday boy for you because you speak English, but I would translate the name into whichever language necessary.
There, you see, are you satisfied now, Barbara? He would just be birthday boy in another language. Now, can
I- Or birthday girl.
What?
Birthday girl. If you took over the body of a girl, you would be birthday girl.
Why on earth would I do that?
Change your name?
No, take the body of a girl.
What?
Imagine taking a female body. Do you think I use my awesome abilities to do housework?
Excuse me?
Attention guard! Attention guard, alert!
He's Blossom. Is there an emergency?
I should say so. Tis Boulder on the move. He runs amok in fair Los Angeles. We must act now, before the brute should prove the death of one of your mortal beauties.
I can handle this. I'll just jump at the body of someone in the vicinity, grab this boulder, and fly him into orbit. I don't need to breathe if I don't want to.
What the hell? Give it a shot. I'll take the horse and go-
What? What am I doing here? What's going on?
Oh, for- Binary girl, take care of him. I'm on the job.
What? Stallion, I...
Hey, you're that lesbian chick, right? Sweet!
Guard Duty by Jordan D. White, with Michael D. Mikulski as the narrator, Rich Bellin as the Stallion, Lynn Nelson as Binary Girl, Patrick Keenan as Birthday Boy, Angela Tymon as Peas Blossom, with theme song by Michael D. Mikulski.